This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief says the country will respond to Iran's weekend attack of more than 300 missiles and drones. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said Monday that Israel still considering its steps, but that the Iranian strike of missiles and attack drones will be met with a response. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate. The U.S. Monday joined its allies in urging Israel to show restraint and avoid an escalation in the conflict in the Middle East. Director of the Washington Institute's Koret Project on Arab-Israel Relations, David Makovsky, told VOA's Kim Lewis the attack, the first ever direct action against Israel by Iran, was too unprecedented for Israel not to respond.
I do think there will be a retaliation, but what's unclear is when and if it's going to be what we call a high signature or low signature, meaning it's going to be very overt, or is it going to be a cyber thing where there's deniability? But I think it's too big of a development in the Middle East for it just to be washed away.
A UN-mandated commission of inquiry Tuesday accused Israel of actively obstructing its efforts to collect evidence from the victims of the attack by Hamas in southern Israel October 7th. During a meeting in Geneva, one of three commission members, Chris Sidati, said they'd been collecting physical, digital, and documentary evidence from the October 7th attacks, but the commission has had difficulty collecting firsthand accounts from witnesses and victims.
So far as the government of Israel is concerned, we have faced not merely a lack of cooperation, but active obstruction of our efforts to receive evidence from Israeli witnesses and victims to the events that occurred in southern Israel.
In response to Sidati's comments, the Israeli diplomatic mission in Geneva said it has been carrying out its own investigation of the crimes and that representatives from the UN have been to Israel. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has returned to a New York courtroom Tuesday as a jury selection in his historic hush money trial enters its second day. The former president began the day by railing about the trial and a gag order that bars him from publicly commenting on jurors, potential witnesses, and others. In an interview with the Associated Press, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein said it will be challenging for the former president to sit quietly in a courtroom for most of the day.
It is going to be one of the hardest things for him to do. He is outspoken. We've seen that before court, after court. We've seen outbursts in other cases that he's had. And for him, being quiet, knowing that while he is the focal point of attention, he can't say anything.
Brazilian police are investigating the discovery of a boat full of corpses off the South American country's coasts. They say the dead were likely African migrants from Mali and Mauritania. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Fishermen off Brazil's northern coastal state of Pará had found the boat adrift Saturday in the Atlantic Ocean. Brazil's federal police said in a statement late Monday it had recovered 9 dead. The large white and blue canoe-shaped boat found in Brazil shares the same characteristics of Mauritanian fishing pirogues, frequently used by West African migrants to reach Spain's Canary Islands. Brazil was likely not their destination. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A plan by Britain's government to introduce a landmark smoking ban that aims to stop young people from ever starting to smoke is expected to clear its first hurdle Tuesday, despite vocal opposition from within Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. The bill, a key policy announced by Sunak last year, will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone after January 1, 2009. China's economy grew by 5.3% in the first quarter of 2024, beating expectations. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's economy has beaten expectations in the first quarter of the year with help from policies and stronger demand. The world's second largest economy expanded at a 5.3% annual pace in January to March, surpassing analysts' forecasts of about 4.8%. Compared to the previous quarter, the economy expanded 1.6%. Policymakers have unveiled a raft of fiscal and monetary policy measures meant to boost the economy and financial markets. Beijing set an ambitious gross domestic product growth target of about 5% for 2024. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.